this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Three nil.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell.
But they never give in. And that's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how you doing? How you doing? Rough day at the office for Manchester United. Tough personal day for the American Red Devils. How you feeling? How we doing?
Sir, unfortunately, today, Alex and I received horrible news about a close friend of the podcast. The Chelsea fan we refer to all the time and a great friend of ours has passed away. It's a very difficult day here for the American Red Devils. The Chelsea fan, keeping him anonymous, but he was, you know, through the banter, hot and heavy our way. A lot of the spice you heard towards Chelsea was a result of him rubbing their recent success in our face. And he is a great friend. He's going to be remembered here. And sorry, I'd be remiss to say that I'm not off my game.
You and I both, not dissimilar to maybe how United started today, but not a normal day for the American Red Devils, reeling from a big personal loss, good friend of ours. But hey, the show must go on. We got to break down this terrible game. But remember, you know, legends live forever. He will be a legend to us forever. Doesn't matter what team he's a fan of, sir, Chelsea or Manchester United, either way. Friends of friends. But hey, we're talking about United today. United, how are you feeling to be out of the AFL Cup?
Sir, you know, just want to, our thoughts and prayers are with our friend and his family. You know, it's, I'm still in shock, honestly. We're going to do our best here. You know, our motto is pod never sleeps. We try to show up and be 100% authentic. Unfortunately today, we're just going to fight through this one. We're just thinking of our friend, and our thoughts and prayers are go out towards his family. And like you said, Chelsea, I'll never look at that club ever again. He was one of the biggest Chelsea supporters, been to the Bridge so many times, sir. The bets between us and him with Lukaku, Ronaldo, we were texting him daily about United versus Chelsea. This season was going to be amazing. And, you know, we lost a great one. And you know, we'll never look at Chelsea quite the same.
It's John, you said it. We're both still in shock. You know, you found out last night. I found out this morning. But you know, there's always befores and afters when people leave your lives, and this is going to be one of those as well. Especially in the footballing side of it, because he was such an avid fan. You know, and that's a great rivalry, one of the best rivalries that there's been in English football over the last 15 years. So.
And a great friend. So we're going to soldier on here. Like you said, sir, this game was just rough. West Ham 1, Manchester United 0. Sir, the EFL Cup, we're no longer in it. The lineup that Ole went with here, Dean Henderson in net, he's back. Telles at left back, Bailly Lindelof center back pairing, and Dalot on the right. Van de Beek, Matic midfield, Lingard, Mata, Sancho, Martial, sir. What'd you make of this line? A lot of changes for Ole. He's disrespecting the second best energy drink in Thailand, I think, with this lineup.
Second most popular. I don't know if the best. I like this lineup. I thought that was a smart move. You know, that starting 11, you got to protect. We got Champions League games coming up. We have another big league game against Villa on the weekend. So getting some legs in for players that need it. Trying out buying Lindelof. Dalot gets a run. Telles gets a run. Martial, make or break, baby. Let's see what you got. Sancho getting some more minutes as well. So I was all about it until they came out.
Sir, just give me real quick. I mean, the game, a lot of back and forth, you know, but it's all about the ninth minute. The Lanzini, Telles gets beat like a dog on the wing. It just, you know, hungry dog runs faster. We beat West Ham at the weekend, robbed them. I think they're going to come out with piss and vinegar, and we started sort of a side that was not ready.
No, and they didn't come out super confidently, trying to play out from the back, and we kind of gave up a real sloppy goal. Telles, player we've been looking to see for a while, has come back from injury, got beat bad. And then it just kind of deflected off. Donnie maybe sleeping. But United did grow into the second half. Actually, not the second half. The second part of the first half. Noble pulled out Lingard. I thought that was a notable moment. Another non-pen for United. That trend keeps on going. Noble probably could have been sent off in this game.
I mean, sir, wake me up when we get a penalty called for Manchester United. And then Ole kind of throws the kitchen sink. In the second half, 62nd minute, Greenwood for Mata. I like that. And then the double sub, Bruno and Alanga. Like to see Alanga out there, but it wasn't enough, sir. West Ham looked dangerous on the break. Noble could have had one. And then Yarmolenko should have had one off the bar. Hendo stood up tall, I thought, at the end of this game. But at the end of the day, a disappointing 1-0. And I think it's just too much rotation. And Ole didn't really rate this cup. I sympathize with Ole here. You got to rotate big. Players need a rest. It's all about the league, really. I mean, come on. Does any fans really care about the EFL Cup here? West Ham's a tough opponent this early. It's unlucky draw. And the way the schedule turned out, we needed, a lot of players needed a blow. He picked this game. They ended up pipping it by one. So, I mean, you know, EFL Cup. There you go. That's a wrap on EFL.
Spike ball. I love it. It's true. I'm glad he went with the aggressive subs. You know, those players need minutes. They should be good enough to beat a second string West Ham, which this was. Didn't come out well. We had a couple good chances. Martial didn't look great up front, but some players looked promising. I thought Donny had a decent game. Matic as well. I thought Dalot looked very good. Lindelof, actually, like after the goal was conceded, played very well. Martial, that's the one sub I would have changed up differently, but I think Ole was thinking, hey, I'm not that worried about it. Still want Martial, maybe get a goal in there.
He's looking surplus requirements at the moment.
He is.
You know, Martial, I rate him. He's been up and down. Prove me wrong, Martial. He's going to get more opportunities. These types of spots, you should give them to Martial, and, you know, he should do better. There was 150-50 I thought he could get. And he played well for France, sir, so that's why it's confusing seeing him on United. Maybe something's not quite clicking. Maybe he didn't get the service he required. Stats-wise, 61% of the ball to United, 39% to West Ham. Shots on target, 6-3, so not terrible from the score sheet.
27 shots for United, so not enough on target.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sir, was Fred out there? No.
Where are we going? All right.
Sir, Manchester United have lost their three last League Cup matches at Old Trafford, though the previous two have come at the semifinal stage against Man City. Second most popular energy drink in Thailand. Not our vibes. Ole, what do you got to say about this one?
What are your thoughts on that? Was it as simple as just having the cutting edge that you required?
Poor start. And then when we decided that we wanted to join the game, then we played some good football and loads of shots, loads of pressure, very good attitude, but as you say, we lacked that little bit, definitely.
Holly, the rare start for Anthony Martial tonight. Can you assess his performance? He didn't seem to get into the game at all, and how many sort of appearances do you think the options, opportunities rather, that he's going to get going forward now with this game, this competition now?
Well, I don't think it's right to go into individual performances. Anto was the same as the rest of the team. We played some nice football. Just we lacked some of that cutting edge. And he knows what we want from him. He keeps on working and he'll get his chances.
Simon
Stern. Hi, Ollie. When you rate this result in terms of the season, I know it's not the most important competition, but it is a trophy that you can't win now. How important is this result?
No, every game's important, but you know, I think you can see by the team selection that we've always used this competition for when I've been here at the club to give minutes for the ones who need it, because we know it's a very, very long season. I've never actually won this tournament, so that hunt will have to keep going.
All right, Ole not bothered. United dive out of the EFL Cup. Sir, I believe when we discussed this earlier, you said it would be a great cup for Ole to win, right? You win it early, take the pressure off. no one cares about it other than Man City. Can't get fans in the stadium, sir. I mean, are you bothered? Carabao Cup, people calling for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's head.
Again?
Sir, you know my opinion. What's your opinion about this racket?
I'm not bothered, bro. This cup started in the 60s. We talked about that last pod. You know, it would be nice because you pick it up early in the season. You pick it up in February when the final is. So it's an opportunity to win trophies before other trophies are being won. Obviously, it's the fourth most important trophy in England. It would be good easiest. To do, but it's the easiest. It's arguably the easiest. Okay, so depends on who you play. We got knocked out by City twice, so it's not necessarily the easiest, depending on who you come up against. But it's a good opportunity to win a piece of silverware. But I think our eyes should be on the prize elsewhere. I just wish our second string squad was good enough to beat a second squad West Ham, because they should be.
It was a tall order to rotate that much and have the team perform at West Ham's level, which should be a top six side in the league. Realistically, you rotate that much. Ole kind of knew what he was. They haven't played a lot, you know? So I think you could rotate and get away with it, but it's so early in the season. A lot of those players, like think of Dino, hasn't played. Donny hasn't really played. I mean, he has, but not like substantially. Telus first game back. So you're putting the leftovers in and, you know, hoping you get a delicious meat pie. Sometimes it tastes off, you know?
Pie was off today.
Pie analogy.
We're off. Pie was off, yeah. Oh, sir, we got our next game.
Sir, our next match here. Oh, my God. The 4:30 a.m. Pacific is just killing me.
They moved this one, too. Because there's some concert in Manchester. I know.
Manchester United versus Aston Villa, sir, will be at Old Trafford Saturday, September 25th, 4:30 a.m. Pacific. No team in Premier League history have won more matches against an opponent than Manchester United's 37 versus Villa. They lost the Cavs, sir. They went to where the man shitty blue. Villa is a weak side there for the taking. And Manchester United's Bruno Fernandes has scored in all three of his Premier League appearances against Aston Villa, with all three of his goals coming from the penalty spot, sir. Only one player to score more goals against an opponent with 100% of them being penalties in the competition. It was Troy Deeney against Manchester United, who had four, sir.
Your boy.
I believe I remember all four of those goals from Troy Deeney. I think so. Lifetime versus Aston Villa, we've won 101. We've drawn 40, lost 49. First time we played them was November 19, 1892. So we beat them in League Division 1. As far as results coming in, they drew Brentford. They got blown up by Chelsea. They Villa beat Everton, and then they were drawing Chelsea live when you screenshotted this. So we do not know the result of that game, sir, if you want to Google that.
I'll Google that. Why not?
Little history about Aston Villa. They were founded in 1874. They play their home ground, Villa Park. You should know it, sir. Aston Villa were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and one of the founding members of the Premier League in 1992. They've been around for a long time, sir. They are one of only five English clubs to have won the European Cup. They did that in 81-82. They've also won the First Division 7 times, FA Cup 7 times, League Cup 5 times, and the European Super Cup once. So, put some respect on their name. They have quite the trophy cabinet, but those are, you know, vintage trophies. They won them quite a while ago. And Villa have a fierce rivalry with Birmingham City, and the second city derby between the teams have been played since 1878, sir. So Aston Villa, one of the old guard. They got those old trophies, sir. They haven't been playing too well. They got Danny Wings and Ollie Watkins, though. We're going to see a lot of them.
And they got knocked out of the EFL Cup by Chelsea.
What was the score, sir?
It went to penalties, 1-1, and wow. Chelsea won on penalties, 4-3. Obviously, Twanzabi played the last game. I think that was against Everton. He will not be featuring since he's on loan. But watch out for Ollie Watkins. Danny Ings, of course, made the move, and he's been looking good thus far. Tyrone Ming, you know he's a dirty player. So that should be fun. At home, Old Trafford should be ripping and roaring. 4:30 a.m. They're early getting this up nice and early. I'm hoping for a big win.
They play the 5... They play the 5-3-2, sir. So the back three, wing backs, expected all at Old Trafford. They're going to be packing it in. There's going to be a lot of defenders, and then you have to worry about Ings and Ollie Watkins on the counter. We've seen this movie before. Can we break them down easily, open the game up, and put them to the sword, sir? Physio room, Marcus Rashford. He's looking yoked in training, sir. This says mid-October, so we still have a few weeks before we see Rashi. Then Ahmad, same story, and Cavani. Week to week, he's in training. He should be good to go any moment. So Rashford a few weeks, Cavani could feature against Villa. Actually, that might be a great start from Ole. He wasn't ready today. Otherwise, I think we would have seen him because he needs the minutes. Sir, given those injuries, short injury list, what is your lineup?
I like that injury list getting shorter. That's a great thing to see. Here's my lineup for Saturday's game against Villa. I got De Gea net, world number one, baby. He's back. Back four, AWB, Varon, Maguire, Shaw. That's a damn good back four. Fred, Pogba, Bruno, Greenwood, Ronaldo, Sancho. Attack, attack, attack.
Sir, I'm going to say Dave Says, world number one. Wan-Bissaka, Varon, Maguire, Shaw. I'm going to do Matic, Pogba, midfield. I'm going to say Bruno, Greenwood, Ronaldo, and Cavani, sir. Greenwood on the right, Ronaldo on the left. Cavani running the line. Need to see it. Want to see it. Get El Matador back in business, sir.
I'm ready. I miss him. And I think him, Bruno, and Ronaldo on the same pitch together will be quite a trio to see.
Manchester United, as far as the odds makers have it, were minus 250 heavy favorites. Villa to win plus 650. The draw plus 410. Guess who the number one first goal scorer is as far as odds go? CR7, sir. If you haven't forgot, he does play for our team. Didn't feature today, but he does play for our team, and he is plus 250. Insane odds for him to score first. He has scored first pretty much every game he's played, sir, that I can remember so far. So you expect him to score from open play. Love to see it. And he got a blow, which is huge.
And it's a good move, and I'm glad we did the rotation we did, because there's no excuses. Estonville is a big game. You got to be rolling them because everybody else is. In those type of games, you can't be dropping points.
Awesome, sir. Let's get into it. Oh, United in the news. All right. We heard the news. The Qatar World Cup in 2022. Premier League set for 7-week mid-season break, 22-23, sir. It's going to be from November 12th through December 26th. Insane. We're talking about a Winter World Cup. Sir, we are going to Qatar. Our Chelsea friend was going to come with us to Qatar. It's tough to discuss this at the moment, but hell of a break. Winter World Cup. You know.
We'll see.
You're going to wear Qatari garb.
I'm going to be all white, baby.
You know, I the flowing robes would fit your figure very well, sir.
Yeah, I'm made for that. I'm made for flowy outfits. Looking forward to the World Cup, not necessarily going to Qatar or going to Qatar to see the World Cup, but that's where it is, so that's where we're going. looking forward to hanging out on the beach.
Assuming everything continues to operate, we could get there, with everything.
Big assumption.
Absolutely. So, Winter World Cup, what do you mean? That's all I got to say.
Seven-week break,
unprecedented. You go from sort of the COVID break season to the rush season to then this World Cup. It's like, I'm over this. It's just like, can we get to a normal schedule? That's why they said the World Cup every 2 years, just have it in the summer, have it at the same time. Also, these international breaks are killing us. The calendar has got to be sorted. It's like, it's madness. So crazy.
They just keep adding games and games.
Exactly.
And
games. More tournaments. And someone's got to sort it, but everyone knows FIFA. FIFA's a well-oiled machine. No one's taking money out of that thing. No one's no one's trying to run that thing well.
No.
It's like FIFA's a joke. That's where we are. It was announced. We already knew the dates for the World Cup. It runs from November 21st to December 18th. And the players have to be released on November 14th, which is why you're seeing that break early. And then Boxing Day is big. I'm glad that the EPL is going to be back by Boxing Day. That's going to be great. But the players have to complain here because
they have many 8-day turnaround from the final. And the season will start a week earlier and will end a week later. So it's going to be back to a COVID schedule, sir. So Pod, we'll be banging that drum.
Pod, never sleep, sir. Us. Next bit of news, Manchester United striker Anthony Martial available for £40 million transfer in January and willing to join Premier League rival. Ouch. That hurts. Have you seen him play lately?
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's worth $40 million.
Available for $40 million. Ed Woodward's like, he's like, I have a master plan before I leave. Tell the press he's available for $40 million.
It's cut rate deal.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. No one's going to buy it. Martial, he's not going to go. United can't sell players. Prove me wrong on that front. What would someone pay for Martial? Like $12 million? It's like a small
20.
Dude.
20.
It's like, no.
Leicester might pay 20.
You see him today?
He did not look great today. He did not look great. He had a really good chance that he scoffed.
Watch the tape.
It's coming up to fitness, but you're right. He's 26. It's like clock is ticking, bro.
As an upcoming European scout, sir, you know, I'm trying to become a scout at a Manchester United. You know, I've sent my application in a Murtaugh.
No word
heard
back.
Anything back.
No word back.
FIFA and talking smack about Manchester United on the podcast do not get you far on Murtaugh's desk, but that's where I'm at with that. But Martial, I would tell Murtaugh, nah, 8 million. 8.5, if you're lucky. 8.5 plus 4.
Easy. He's on the soundboard.
8.5 plus 4 if he scores like 20 goals in his career. But I'm cheering him on. I wanted to turn around. He's like, what would you make up Martial? It's like more downs than ups, right? He had a
streaky
season, really.
Yes, you know, every time he gets going, he gets oftentimes injured. We've seen how capable he can be, but you know, he's also had the propensity in the past to like miss some sitters, miss some like good shots, and just sky him. I think there's a great player there. I just don't think United works for him. No, I don't think.
I think when you have a player, France or Spain,
and you like crush it.
Exactly. You have a player like him comes into United, doesn't quite like he has a season. Trying to get it back, can't get it back, plays good for France, doesn't work for United. He should be at like Marseille, you know, or he should be at like Monaco, like killing it. Sometimes the change of locker room and just atmosphere generally could go a long way for a player. And I think he strikes me as someone who's affected, you know, by that. And at United just doesn't seem to be clicking at the moment. And but like you see the Jesse loaned him out for 6 months. What about a loan? I'd entertain a loan. Maybe you can jumpstart him like we did with Jesse.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, we got loan Jesse back. Harry Kane's still hanging around, bro. How many years of his contract has he left? 4? 6?
Sorry, he signed the deal to 2042. He's even knocking on Levy's door trying to get out. All right, sir. That is the news. Let's jump into fan questions here. At JDW300, okay, Martial, deal with him now to get some money out of him. Van de Beek showed some of that Ajax brilliance, but need more from him. Telus, awful. Full-scale changes ready to go and didn't today. Greenwood walked out there to prove a point to OGS. Should start against... Absolutely, Greenwood coming on.
Game changer.
And then Bruno being like, pass it to Greenwood. He's going to run at him and then get it in the... I mean, like, absolute game changer. The pace... how brave he is, give him the ball. Like he's the guy to go to for that, you know, extra, something extra, right? It's like that we need him. He's like,
no, yeah. And the team turned it on like when they put the players on.
Yep.
You know, like those last 20 minutes, we needed a target man. If you had Cavani in the box, I think we certainly would have scored a goal or two. It's just that Martial was not on his day.
We went for it. I will give Ole credit. At Mike United Mets, quote, while it's unfortunate our Thailand's second largest energy drink cup run is over, Ole did the right thing. Rotate the squad, and if the second 11 could get us to the semis, then use some of the top 11. What is the order of priority for this season for League UCL FA Cup, sir? What's the priority? Now, I'm going to say what my priority is, and I'm going to say what Ole's priority is. So what's your priority?
I mean, I think it's league. I think it's in that order: league, Champions League, FA Cup. I love a Champions League as well, but league. I think league is important to kind of chip back at Liverpool, win a league first since Fergie's left. I think that's more important. Champions Leagues will come, but I think Ole would be prioritizing the same. I would imagine.
I'm gonna go Champions League, FA Cup, league.
What?
And I'm gonna. It's controversial. This is me saying it. Like I said, Murtaugh has not hired me yet. Champions League for the reason that if you look at what type of team is going to win the league, we are in the mix, but consistency and, sir, defense wins championships. And we are leaky right now. The faucet is leaking, sir. That back line leaking. You put it at Telus in, we're going to leak. It's like these guys, it's not horrible. It's better than last year. But we haven't got that solid back line with that solid midfield play that's going to get us these clean sheets. And other teams got that, sir. And depth in the middle of the park is concerning. It'd be a lot for us to sort out. We can do it. We have the Ferrari. We got Ronaldo. We got Sancho. We have the attack. It's really the consistency at the back in the middle of the park I think will hurt us, sir. And that's why I think in a tournament, we could be better. If Ole saw it, he'd be like, tournaments are where this team could excel. Because for a game or aggregate, I think we can go with the best of them. But the league is a grinded out thing. And I think our depth is going to hurt us at the end of the day.
I mean, we haven't had the best of success in tournaments, right? I'll talk about Poland. Talk about the four semis.
Sir, you're going to bring up Villarreal?
I'm always thinking about it. It's like a before and after moment, too. You know, that was a rough day. Not as rough as today. But, I think the priority is not wrong. I think the defense will get better. I think we do need to shore up the CDM position in midfield, adding more depth there. But they're not in a rush. You know, they went for Ronaldo. They weren't going back into the kiddie pool.
At Ty Kircher, quote, disappointed not to go through, but I'm not too bent out of shape. More frustrated by the amount of possession and lack of goals with what I perceive to be enough quality, especially when Mason and Bruno came on. No trophy yet. Onward to Villa. Hashtag Glazers out. Hashtag Glory Glory Man United. I think this is an excellent point, Ty. No trophy yet. This is one that's easy, and I'm surprised Ole didn't try to play a stronger 11 just because looking at this cup, ignoring this cup, and looking for higher highs, to me, it's just, at this point, I think we need everything. We need to try to win everything. And this is a great opportunity. So, opportunity squandered. Ole kind of just said whatever. He played all the players, whatever. And that's a strategy, sir. So,
well, they
if
need
he
a
wins
out.
A league, then, yeah, don't. But I've never seen us do that with your, why didn't we do that with Europa League last year?
I mean,
it doesn't make any sense. It's like Europa League, you should have been like, whatever, dude.
Well, Europa
like,
League is better than an EFL Cup, I would think so. I know it's a second tier cup, but it's still a UEFA competition. You get to go to the Super Cup thing, the Winners' Cup, whatever that is. EFL Cup, man, it's called Carabao Cup. It's not even called like Red Bull Cup. I haven't even seen a Carabao in the flesh. Have you ever seen a Carabao drink? No, the drink.
I don't know.
The second most popular drink in Thailand.
When we used to go to London before the pandemic. There's energy drink everywhere, Carabao. Sir, we bought it. I drank it. I was like joking around, and it's the energy cup drink. You were there.
Remind me.
All right. Last tweet here at D_Cole18, quote, lads, what can be said? If we never see Mata plus Martial play for us again, it will be too soon. Mata needed a wheelchair. Another poor 11, and by no means Ole out, but he can't keep making the same mistakes and starting us on the back foot against inferior opposition and expect positive results. I mean, the modern wheelchair, I mean, that's a riot. That got me laughing. I don't disagree with this statement, but it seemed to me like Ole threw this cup away. You know, he saw you're playing West Ham and he kind of played a, you know, serious second string team and, you know, he wasn't bothered. Listen to the press conference. He wasn't bothered by it.
But he threw players on. You know, he threw Bruno on and he threw Greenwood on. And I think he needs these 11 if we're going to be able to do anything in the league or the Champions League. We need depth. And he hasn't relied on that depth nearly enough. So what he should have done is probably made not quite so many subs, but integrate more of these players early in the league games. But Ole likes to do a lot of changes all at once all of a sudden, which is new for us. But, you know, it bit him today.
He could be overthinking it, right? You know, because don't we have international break after the next? So we have a game Saturday, then a game a week from then, and then we have international break. So he could have played a strong team, I think. You know, it's not like we might have Champions League in between there. Can you look that up real quick,
I'm
sir?
I'm looking it up, sir. I am looking it up. We're doing it live.
I might have gotten that completely. Yes, I got that completely wrong. I believe we play Villarreal. Yes, that's right.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so.
Sweet, he's looking glorious at
the,
revenge.
So that's why he did the big rotations. He's looking at the Champions League next week. Yeah.
I need those legs. I'm going to use those guys at some point.
Sorry, we don't have the schedule pulled up. It makes a lot. It's just kind of like, yeah, hey, we did our best EFL. I think the schedule is really what he's looking at in the Champions League and Villarreal.
You can't lose to Villarreal.
That's a home game. Villarreal, you got to win. As fans, that's the game. Like Aston Villa, who? It's like Villarreal. We got to put them to the sword at Old Trafford. That's like a right the wrong
facts
type of game there. Well, that's it. That's the podcast. Thank you guys for listening to the American Red Devils. We are for fans, by fans. You guys know it very well. You want to support the podcast, you can do so. You can write a review on iTunes, sir. You can check out our website, www.americanreddevils.com. You can support us on Patreon as well. We don't have any ads. You know, we're all about this community. Big shout out to you guys listening to the podcast, the American Red Devils community. Also, our Discord, if you're looking for an invite, you can get one on Twitter. You can message us. We'll send you an invite to our Discord. We have an amazing community. Big shout out to you guys, everyone who listens. You know, America Devils had a rough 24 hours. You know, we'll be back against Villa. It's tough times for us. We'll get through this, sir. And we just want to give you guys a big shout out, because without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this. And, you know, it, on a rough day like this, you know, it's not easy to get through the pod. It's just being honest and trying to just be as authentic as possible and tell you guys like it is.
No, and we appreciate all the American Red Devil fans backing us up. Discord community is terrific. People writing reviews, people buying merch, people joining Patreon. Appreciate all of you out there listening around the world. Couldn't do it without you. So we got some stats, some high downloads, I'm sure. Let's get to it. Give me one
second. Alex is trying to get away with not reading the top 10 cities the last 7 days. He's like, I need this in my life, Alex. Yeah, here we go.
What can I mispronounce?
Let's go for the list.
Here we go. All right. Number one, how you doing? New York, New York. Number two, Herndon, Virginia. Toronto, Canada. San Mateo, California. Aptus, California. Runcorn, UK. Palmdale, California. Dallas, Georgia. Hello. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And last but not least, San Pedro de Marcos, Dominican Republic.
Oh, no, you got to try that one again.
San Pedro de Marcos. Marcos.
We got Oslo, Norway, Chicago, Illinois. Really appreciate all the American Red Devils listening week in, week out. You guys are the best. We couldn't do it without you. Let's just batter Villa.
Please.
4:30 a.m. Ole.
Waking me up. Don't wake me up for nothing.
We need to be battering them, Ole. It's like a rough wake up time. Need a big win. Let's get the lads hopping. We're going to leave you guys. We're going to say goodbye to the second best energy drink in Thailand, the Carabao Cup. We'll leave you with the Carabao Cup theme song, sir. I didn't even know they had one. We Googled it. They got one. It's terrible. Enjoy. Everyone have a good week. We'll talk to you about Aston Villa at the weekend.